10-4 VWA, mobile.
10-4 VWA, W4DJW.
How you doing there, bud? Oh, it's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood. Now listen, I'm probably going to be in and out. I'm up in Landrum. I'm going down in and out of little holes.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to head out and go to Lowe's anyway, so I won't be long. I just want to say, hey, I'm fixing up the garage so I can do work on the truck. I can't find the truck that I want, so I'm just going to fix up the truck that I got.
Put you some 20-inch wheels on it and tint all the windows and put a blower on the motor and let's see, what else could you do to that little truck?
No, I'm not modding it. I'm bringing it back. It's 30 years old, so all the hoses and filters and belts and grommets on the suspension, like on the sway bar lengths and all that stuff, are all old and cracked. So I've already replaced all the belts. I've got all the hoses to replace except for the heater hose, the thermostat, the electronic, the wires, the plugs, that kind of stuff. All the stuff that's rubber that can get old over 30 years and needs to be replaced. Plus doing an oil change and probably will do a transmission fluid change. Nothing to change it, just other than to bring it back to the way it was 30 years ago.
In other words, you're making it California ready.
Well, it never would have passed in California. there are groups of people, so I was going to ditch it, you know, just because I figured it wasn't worth any more than about $500 to $800. But there's collectors that collect them, and they're antiques. I think after 10 years they become antiques. There was one that's the same year as mine, the same paint as mine. Everything's the same, and it got wrapped around a tree up in Asheville. It was totaled. And they were selling it for $12,000, totaled, because it's got all the parts on it that people want to replace that you can't get your hands on anymore.
Like you need to ask about $20,000 for it and let that one fly.
Well, if you go to buy them, you'll find out they're unreasonably priced at about that much. It's like trying to buy a 65 Mustang. If you go out and try to buy a 65 Mustang that's in really bad shape these days, you're going to pay $60,000 to $80,000 for it. And if you get one in really, really good shape, you're going to pay upwards of $250,000 for it.
Sweet. Well, man, sounds like I need to go back into the Mustang market. Well, in the meantime, hey, did you re-up for another year on Foothills?
I did. I've already got my new card. Larry sent me a note and said he was just now getting started taking those, the new sign-ups, and he was going to send an email out, and he would have mine in the first batch that he ran, and he did, and I've got it. I got to keep my old card, though. I don't know if you have or not, but if you have, keep your old card, because it's the code to get in won't change until the end of this month, so you'll need both cards from now to the end of the month.
It's what just passed me on Highway 176 coming out of Landrum, a saline truck, saltwater truck.
Oh, okay. What's the significance of a water truck?
Apparently, dissolved salt on the road. Supposedly it seems to work better if you get it on the road before the snow or the ice starts falling, and that way it doesn't stick to the road. So I think they're trying to do a preemptive strike for Thursday night.
Well, last I heard, I was asking Amy, and last she heard was that it's going to be afternoon on Friday before it starts snowing. So have you heard anything different than that?
No, matter of fact, I'm really not even bothering to keep up with it. Heck, I've got fuel for generators because our power grid is a little bit vulnerable right now because they did a lot of patchwork to get everybody back up. So I've got plenty of fuel for generators. And man, I got my four-wheel drive. 6 inches ain't going to bother me.
Well, I don't think we're going to get that much down here, but you never know. We have before, and we're well, way overdue for it. So, but I did go get another propane tank, and I've got plenty of gas for the gasoline for the generator, and plenty of propane for. I got a spare heater, plus we have natural gas, so we got that downstairs heater. But if we need the upstairs heater, got that one too. The only thing I won't have if we go for an extended period of time like that 4-day ice outage where there was no electricity for 4 days is have to get used to taking cold showers again, and that's a little brisky.
I just recently purchased a brand new wood heater, wood stove, so we're going to stay warm, and beyond that, there's nothing in the house that I can't power with my generator, including the water heater. It's just a matter of power distribution. Turn off the freezers and the refrigerators and run minimal lights and kick that water heater on, and baby, I got hot water.
Well, that's good. I did sign up during the hurricane outage, right after the outage. I signed up with Generac to come do a estimate on a full house Generac that hooks to my natural gas, because I've never, in the 25 years we've been here, I've never been without natural gas. It's always been there. So I did sign up with them, but I didn't hear anything. I figured they forgot. They sent me a text message yesterday saying, okay, you're next up on the list. So I got to get them out here to do that evaluation.
You know Murphy's Law, don't you? You know, how that works is, well, it's just like back way back around 2000 when we had that 8 or 10 inch snow. We were out of power for about 5 or 6 days. I guarantee, if you go out and buy a generator, we will not be without. We will not have a power outage for the next 15 years.
I would not doubt that one little bit. But they do have to start up and run, I think, once a month. And they run for a few minutes. So they do the switchover and make sure everything works. So, but, I mean, it's good to have. When we have power outages, I have to go set up the generator. I have to run drop cords. I've been meaning to get one that just plugs into the dryer. And you just throw you throw the main breaker. And then you throw the breaker for the water heater and the air conditioner and the heater and the stove. And that way you don't have to run any drop cords, but you just got to make a pigtail that will go from the generator to the dryer plug-in or to the range plug-in. I just haven't done that yet, so I have to run jumper wires everywhere, and it's a pain.
Are you trying to do all that off of that little Honda?
No, I let my neighbor use the Honda before. He didn't have a generator during the hurricane, so I let him use that just to keep his food cold in his refrigerator. Actually, that Honda powered two refrigerators, and it powered both of them until he could get his hands on a generator. I've got a 5 kW generator that I plug the house into, and I keep the fridge running on it. I keep all of Amy's room running, all of the ham shack running, and the downstairs den. I keep those three rooms running, but no dryer, no water heater, and no stove or air conditioner.
For about $200, you know you can install a switch that you just set your generator out in the garage, you know, near the door with the door open, or set it outside and run the number 6 wire into the... Where is your power panel? Because my power panel, or my incoming power, man, I just hooked right straight into the panel, and I distributed everything from the panel.
That's what I need to do. I need to get... They make them... It's a box fits to the outside of your house, and your generator, you make a pigtail that ties your generator to that box, and that box goes into your main breaker. And before you switch over to that line, there's a mechanical switchover. It's either or. It can't be both. It's either the main that's coming in from the power company, or it's the generator. It blocks them out. So I looked into all of that, and Johnny and I were going to fix all that up, but just never did get around to it.
I know about those round two-its. They can really sneak up on you when you don't take care of them. But, yeah, that's what I did. I just fed the power panel and distributed power as I needed it through the house, through my breakers. And, oh, by the way, you know, since the cell towers, when, you know, unless they're just physically taken down, they've got their own emergency power backup. And I was never without internet on that cube.
Well, I think that last pass, I went 8 days without it. I think that's what that was. I can't remember exactly. We could get cell when things started to settle down, like after the first 4 days, things settled down a little bit, and we could get cell internet. But I never got cable internet back until 8 days after the hurricane hit. And then I signed up for optical, so now I've got fiber. So now I have both cable and fiber, and I ditched AT&T, the twisted pair. So I don't have any AT&T anymore. But I do have the cable as secondary and the fiber optics as primary. So, and the fiber optics is underground. So if that happens again, it shouldn't be as much of an issue unless, you know, some place where it comes above ground has issues. K4VWA, W4DJW, you still there?
I had a phone call come in, and it ID'd as Clemson University, but the first thing you hear on there is, "Hi, I am such and such, and I'm here to help you with your Medicare." Good Lord. I'm telling you, man, they're pirate numbers. You know, we could stop a whole lot of that garbage if we could just figure out or to make it illegal for them to pirate numbers.
Well, Maybe that's something that they took the place of your car insurance, right? We'd like to talk to you about your car insurance. That used to be the thing. Now it's about your health insurance. Anyway, I've got to head out to Lowe's. I got to pick up some stuff for some shelves that I'm going to be putting up on Friday, and prepare a little bit more for the snow in case we get any. But it's good talking to you. I just heard you in there and want to say good morning. And it's still morning. K4VWA, be careful out there. W4DJW.
Hey, buddy. 73s, and I'll try to. You know, I just haven't been on here much at all, and I'm going to try to be back on here a little bit more. Matter of fact, I'm going to get back up on my HF a good bit. So, anyhow, 73s, have a good day. Don't run over anybody out there. K4VWA, clear.
Thanks for the warning, Steve. N4ZLK.
There's one in every crowd out there, Dave. We just got both of them. Hey, I just pulled into the driveway, too, so I'm fixing a jump and run. You be careful out there. K4VWA, clear.
Bridge, probably not making it. 73, Steve, nice to hear you. And 73, Dave, if you're listening. 10-4-ZLK.
Hey, Shane, I threw away my mic. My mic is a desktop application, and I just killed it. So I had to go buy another mic to say hello, Shane, and goodbye, Shane. Be careful out there. Good talking to you. W4DJW.